כשבו בדרך זו היא בתאירה, כשבו בדרך זו היא בתמאיה. So we don't know which way to make out the limud. And the Pasuk says here this chelud is tall on what type of a behemoth is talking about. A behemoth tmeya or a behemoth ta'ira. So Tamalem, whatever the Pasuk says, treifa. So Dafka, the Pasuk is talking about something that has an issa treifa to it. So Dashim, Mishi yesh b'mina treifa. Only something that has sheikhas to a treifa. I see yes a tmeya, I take out a behemoth tmeya, shem b'mina treifa. That there's no issa treifa by behemoth tmeya. A behemoth tmeya is also without the issa treifa. Therefore, when the Pasuk has come to teach us that there's no tumas chelev, it's talking about a behemoth Torah. On a behemoth Torah, the din is on its nevela, only the basar is tameh, not a chelev. But v'lo yetzi es a chaya, maybe I should not take out a chaya. She yesh b'mina treifa. Said by chaya, it has treifas. So maybe by a chaya, there should be a locha that its chelev should not have tumor on it. Tam lehm, this Pasuk says, v'yochol leitzachlu. No, only on such chelev that there's an issa to eat from it. So with and misha chel ba'asa obsar muta, only by regular behema, a behema taira, that there the bachar is, there's an issa to eat the chelev of it. But its basar is muta. And there there's a lach when it dies, its nevela has tumas basar, but not tumas chelev. Yotzachaya goes out from this lach of a chaya taira, she chel ba'ubsara muta. That when you make a shchitur on the chaya, even the chelev is mutter. So the pasuk is not talking about the chelev of a chaya. So the pasuk says that the chelev is tor. It's only talking about the chelev of a behema, not the chelev of a chaya. Oh, malei Rav Yaakov Barav leRava. So Rav Yaakov Barav said to Rava, Ela meyat is so nevelas behema toiro. The nevel of a behema toiro. Who the metamo? Then you want to say that behemoth when it dies, it has tumas nevela. But behemoth tumela and metam, is that true? But a behemoth tumela dies, it has no tumas nevela. How about what it has? Or Malay said back to him, kami sabe shadishtoi. Like how many old people made such mistakes? Like how could you make such a mistake? Safe for osun the nevela's life tome. The safe for this grace is talking about a knife. It's not talking about a behemoth. It's talking about a knife. Seif osun the nevelas oif tamei. That's what we're talking about. Rashi shetir akosim l'tamei beisabliya. That by noif tamei, there's no parish of tumas nevela. Omer Reb Yechon Mechonin says, Noiti Rabbi Meya ele b'tamimim. That's what Rabbi Meya says. If you make a malika on a knife, I call upon him it helps to take off the tumas nevela. So he says, Noiti Rabbi Meya ele b'tamimim. Only if the oif was a tam, I call upon him. When does he say the malika on a treifa is mitayir? Only if the oif was a tam, the shaykhid by malika, it's possible that it could have had, if it wouldn't have been for treifas, it would have been a kosher malika. Abu babali mumin, but if the oif is a mum anyway, lay, since it's not fit to have ktusha on it, but anyway, the malika is not fit for it, it would not be mitayir in the nevela. We have lezoi mino, afidu babali mumin, even by babali mumin also, the maishi will make a malika on it, it is mitayir in the nevela. It may not look like this. Omer Rav David, Omer Rav Loza. Mitayev hoi Rabbi Meya, Babali Mumin. Rabbi Meya says, it's Toy Babali Mumin. V'yafilu, v'yavos matanagolim, even by an avos in a tanagolim, even by this type of chickens, Rashi says, the lab, the name is Bechu. These birds are not fit to be in Mizbechu altogether. Ba'koponim, as long as you makadish it, and it's Bifnim, and it has a treifer on it, if you make a maliko, it'll be Mitayev Medei Nevela. Time of my, what's the reason? So it was like this. Now, boy of Yirmiya, Orav Eiz Mahu. So the Mark clouds like this. Boy of Yirmiya, Yirmiya asks a question like this. Orav Eiz Mahu. Let's say you take an Eiz, not an Egla. Now, the Loch is by an Egla Rufa. When you have the din of an Egla Rufa, you take an Egla cow, young kif, and you chop off its neck from the back, and that's the mitzvah. And there puts mitayim in the nevela. What's going to be if you take a regular aze, a regular goat, and you make an arifa, you chop off its neck from the back? Would that be mitayim in the nevela? What's the shayla? Avos the matanagolim. What's the reason why by these chickens and ducks? He says if you make a malika, it's mitayim in the nevela. Time of my, the min of the oifus ninu. Because since by the oifus that's kosher for carbon, malika helps, So in any oif, we say Malika helps. But our koponim, it's a min oif. It's a type of an oif that it's the same min. Avol eiz lav min adagolun inu. But maybe a goat is not the same type as a cow. It's not the same type as a calf. So if even though the arufa helps by an egel, it does not help for an eiz. I don't know, maybe no. It's enough to say min adabemu. The same min adabemu. But just like by a behemah, an egla, the aruf helps, maybe here also, by nays also the aruf helps. That's the shayla. Yosu rev dimi komolo lai shmait, so it's halacha. Omolo yabayo, mechla, what do you want to tell me? The egla aruf a Torah. That by regular egla halacha is, if you make an aruf, if you chop off the neck, it's taka termina nevela, tori. Omolo yini said back, yes. And amit ve rev yanai, kapora kisipa kakochim. And the egla arufa has local like kochim. That kapor ksivbe, so therefore it's called a maisa, so therefore it's metayim then the vela koponim. Even though it's not to teed it, but our koponim it's metayim then the vela. Most of Nosin, Avu the Rafuna, like this. Fiyochol etachlu, you're not supposed to eat from it. Enli yele chelev shasa bachila, omute bahano, only which chelev is tor, chelev of a behema. That's also bachila, but smute bahano. Chelev shashor anisko viegla rufa minayin. I don't know the chelov of a shoranisko or egla rufa. That's also about no. I don't know what has with tumis nevela. Tamar, the pasuk says, kol chelov. Any chelov does not have a tumis nevela. Now, we saw that if you tell me to think that egla rufa tari, that the whole din of an egla rufa is, there's no tumis nevela anyway. See, tari of a chelov tumeya, what's the avimina to say that the boster is tor and not the chelov? Like, what do I need a special pasuk for? She did there's no tumis on the chelov of an egla rufa. Tomorrow says true. Heichi the orif meref the yitzchlei. If you made arufa, it's like it chopped off the neck. That's like it's din. So pshita, since there's no tumas nevela on the behema, there's no tumas nevela on the chelif. Ki yitzchok, what do I need a sponsor for? Heichi the shochet mishchot. If you made a shchita on the egla rufa, you did not do the din you're supposed to. So if so, since it's also banor, maybe there'll be tumas chelif. Kamashlo no. For the Gemara, if you made a shchita, for Daniel, a shchita tarm den avela. So the shchita also should be a matter of den avela. So you don't need a postik by shchita. So what's the true? Lo tzricha shemesa. The chiddush is that the egla rufa died by itself. And the chiddush is that the chelev has no tumma. I would have thought to say, when does the Torah say chelev of veima has no tumma? If you lad, if it's muta bano. But here, the egla rufa, the chelev is also bano. I would have thought to say there's a din tumas nevela. Kamash malon, there's no tumas nevela. Someone says, Mechlau de Mechayim Asur, if you want to tell me so, Mash the Negla Ruf is also, even before the Arufa, even when the animal is still alive. In the Mor says, yes. Now, Rabbi Yami says, Gavul Shamati Meshachti, like a heard of time, a Gavul, a boundary, at what time does the Negla Rufa become Asabano? But he forgot. For Nosfen Chavrai, the Mamas Chavarim, helped him out and told him, Yuridos Lanachal Eison, he Eisroso. As soon as you bring down this Egla Rufa down to Nachal Eson, to the place where you're going to make the Arufa, even before you kill it, it becomes also Banor. That's the Chiddush. If it dies there, before you made the Arufa, I would have thought to say, since this Chelev is already also Banor, maybe it should be Chal upon it, Tumas Nevela, Kamash from the Pasuk, no, that Kol Chelev, any Chelev of a Behema, even if it's Egla Rufa, Lemaisa, there's no Tumas Nevela. Tumas Nevela is only Chal upon the Basar, not upon the Chelev. Hadjun Lecha Chatasayf. יכול הצבוח משנזרבו בחטס המסויס ובשור ניסקו אפילו וחס בריבוי ימייסו קום נסבו בשור שנדו ביוורו או שמס בוי I will stop here. We'll continue on. We'll start the next perek on the next tape. We'll stop here. The erupter perek shmini erupter daf ayin on the days by the Mishnah. Mishnah says kol hazvochim shenisarvu bechatoyis amesis. Any type of a korban, then when they're alive, if they got mixed up with one chatas that has a din, it's supposed to die. A moshel chatas shemeis. So by lehom, a locher is supposed to chatas has to die. So let's say one korban or even a few korbanis got mixed up with this one korban that's meisis. That means it's also about no, it's supposed to die. Oy b'shor haniskol. Whereas let's say korbanis got mixed up with one shor. That was already oiskapaskin that it killed a person, so it's supposed to be killed also. It's called the shohanisko, it's also bano. So the chiddush is afilo achas peribuya, even if one in 10,000, even is only one char niskol that got mixed up in the 10,000 other behemoths. The lacher is you maisukulin, that you have to kill now all the animals. They all become asabano. Since this animal is asabano, and behold, the balachayim is ein and betelim, there's no dimbitul baroivo there, because they're dover choshuv. Therefore, you have to go and kill all of them. You have to let them all be meisus, all die. So we'll see in the Gemara all about this. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be nisarvo bishor shenevdu bayavera? Let's say one shor that did an avera, we'll soon see what the cases are, and therefore this shor is possible, or this animal is possible to become a korban, and it got mixed up now with other korbanos. Now what's the case?